music really speaks to that sense of alienation. I really, really hope that we are able to join together collectively again as a sweaty, loved up crowd. Social distancing, you're right, it's a complete contradiction with what raving is all about.
Sister Bliss from Faithless there, speaking about a culture based on connection, on close contact, and being unified in a moment by music. And for the first time in the history of clubbing, and, well, ever, you can go in the club, but you can't dance. While some club venues remain shut, others quickly adapted their offering to open-air seated events with safe social distancing. DJ and broadcaster Jam Supernova went to one such event at Brixton Jam in London.
The rules are really strict. It's like, sit in your tables, don't go over to other tables, don't go and talk. It's all a one-way system. Even though there was all the restrictions in place, that kind of didn't matter so much. The fact that I was able to like sit underneath a speaker and hear the music and actually watch a DJ. It doesn't compare to clubbing, but it was a nice way to be out.
In Manchester, there's Escape to Frey Island, a large 400-capacity outdoor space from the promoters behind the long-running Homo Electric Nights and Homo Block Festival. This is co-founder Luke Unabomber, who never thought he'd find himself policing dancing.
To actually tell people they couldn't dance, which I had to do a few times, was really important. We do that. We're in the middle of the biggest pandemic the world has seen, and I think we should have morality here. We've got to show ourselves to be thoughtful and decent and not taking shortcuts. Optimism of the will, pessimism of the intellect. We have to have the optimism, but we also have to be honest with each other. We can't start fully raving yet.
While legitimate parties are grounded, illegal raves are on the up. Over the August bank holiday, the police were called to dozens of unlicensed events in South Wales, Norfolk, Leeds and London. Despite new rules in place, meaning organisers of illegal raves in the UK face fines of £10,000. DJ and producer Hai says she's strongly opposed to illegal parties in the current climate.
It's something that's really kind of capitalising on an industry that's really on its knees. I understand that people want to go out, people will always want to dance, but I just feel like you can't really have them like completely safe. You know, it's different to like in the 90s when people were clubbing or like raving against the government, or like it was more of a rebellious thing. But it feels really like quite thoughtless.
According to figures from the Nighttime Industries Association, last year the nighttime economy was the UK's fifth biggest industry, with annual revenues of £66 billion. In July, a £1.57 billion support package was announced from the UK government to the arts and culture industries to help weather the impact of COVID-19. However, there's claims it bypassed club culture, with some promoters, venue owners, DJs and artists left feeling unsupported. I spoke to co-founder of The Cause nightclub in Tottenham, North London, where the benefit of a large outdoor area and some speedy building work meant they could reopen with distanced events. Here's Eugene Wilde.
We haven't had any kind of grants or anything like that. Just because of the size of our place, it doesn't qualify. I feel the industry has been let down. I really feel for other venue owners and promoters and artists and everyone in the scene that's struggled through this time. I think it's been shocking. I mean, you look at like Germany and the systems that they've got in place are so much more supportive of such an important cultural scene. In the UK, it just seems to be virtually non-existent. I mean, culture just seems to fall back on theatres and art galleries and things like that. And it's just, it's so much more, especially for young people. And no, I do feel like the industry's been let down big time.
Sister Bliss from Faithless.
Probably safe to say there's a lack of leadership at the top, which means certain industries have been given support and then others have been completely ignored. And I'd say the electronic music scene and clubbing is definitely an incredible part of our cultural and economic force, and it travels all over the world globally. We really, I think, have been sort of left to rot in a corner. So it's good to see that venues and artists are trying to galvanise. There's been a Let Music Play movement trying to bring the plight of venues and freelancers, people like myself, to the fore. All we can do is keep waving a flag and say, yeah, we all need support as well.
Jam Supernova.
I think for so long they haven't seen the value in club night culture. I don't understand why. Nobody flies across the world to go to a restaurant. You will fly across the world if there's a great clubbing scene. So I feel there needs to be a lot of more transparency, communication and funding, you know.
We reached out to the government for comment. A spokesperson said they recognise it's an incredibly difficult time for nightclubs. The statement reads, throughout the pandemic, nightclubs have access to the government's unprecedented package of support to help help businesses, which includes business rates relief, tax deferrals, the coronavirus job retention scheme, and billions paid in loans and grants. They're keeping policies under constant review, and this week, Business Minister Paul Scully met with representatives for the industry to discuss their concerns. The demise of club venues is no new thing. Figures show nearly half of the UK's nightclubs shut in the decade between 2005 and 2015. Through the documentary Is This the End of Clubbing, Jam Supernova highlights the pandemic is just one of the challenges the scene is facing.
We speak about gentrification a lot, but actually that's something that they're actively fighting all the time. We speak about music licensing, things that they're fighting all the time. I liked the thing that James Haggart from Lakota in Bristol said. He was like, you know, let's say for Lakota, who have been facing gentrification and the threat of the club being closed for years now, he was like, well, we'll just pick up and go somewhere else. He was like, that's what Bristol's really good for. So it kind of made me feel like maybe that's what clubbing is going to be like. We'll just pick up and go somewhere else.
Going forwards, discussions around how to reopen safely include the possibility of clubbers wearing masks or implementing the air filtration systems used to keep the air clean on aircrafts. It remains unclear in unpredictable times, so for now, it's socially distanced events, throwing shapes in your lounge to live stream sets, or entering virtual worlds. Club Matryoshka were hosting virtual raves from the Philippines on gaming platform Minecraft, predating the pandemic. Its founder, Similar Objects, explains what virtual clubbing offers.
Before the pandemic, everyone was like, this is weird. This is like just a gaming thing. We don't mean to like create some sort of like substitute for it. It's more of just like an alternative venue. When the pandemic hits and everyone was just stuck at home, people were sort of turned on to it. What makes it different is the immersion and the feel of actually being in a space with people. You're actually in a place with someone. Even though you're behind a computer, your avatar makes you feel like you're there with people.
As far as getting back to clubbing in real life, the Coors owner Eugene Wilde said they're currently walking the tightrope every day.
People have been genuinely just happy to be out and about and going to their favourite promoters' parties again. And I mean, you have a little wiggle on the way to the toilet, I'm sure. But it's kind of the best you can do at the moment. I mean, as far as full socially distanced clubbing goes, I don't see how that would work. And places like Fabric, it's not going to be financially viable for a lot of places, and that will really hang out the industry to dry. What does it matter in the end?
So is this a moment in time where club culture is being redefined? Manchester promoter Luke Unabomber is hopeful.
There seems to be something happening over the last 3 years where clubs, rather than being some huge generic multiplex of sameness and EDM, clubs seem to mean something again to people. We're almost having that acid house moment again, particularly on the queer scene. I think counterculture will happen anywhere. People will go back DIY, and the art world and the music world will go back underground, and it'll become further more effervescent and more creative. And I think people are very, it's over, clubland is over. Well, you know what? It might be the greatest thing that ever happened to it. The short term is dark because we're in the abyss. When we do come back, there will be that a combination of existential resetting and a country that will be tragically on its knees. But as we saw in New York in 1976 to 79, some of the greatest art came out of the darkest moments.